whatever comes next.
When you say half past 12, it just has, does sound half past 1. Well, sounds kind of funny.
A lot of people play it that way.
Yeah, I guess they do.
Okay. Now, you might say 1961 was last year. 1962 is?
This year.
And something happened in August of 1961. You say, oh, it happened about...
August of
1961.
Yeah.
It happened about... year.
August 1961.
Yeah.
Well, you...
You'd say it didn't happen about a month ago. It happened about...
But a year ago, it would be.
And if you had a lot of rain in the morning and no rain in the afternoon, you might say, looks like the weather is...
clearing up.
And if you had lots of flashes and noise in the air, what kind of a weather would that be?
Well, be electric, thunder, I don't know.
What do you call electric?
Storm.
Or thunder?
Yeah.
Or what would you say, thunders?
Well, it's like we had the other night. We had lots of lightning and thunder.
Okay. Today the wind blows. Yesterday the wind...
blew.
And you look out and you can't see because there's a heavy... in the morning sometimes,
well,
stuff in the
I'd
air.
Well, I call it a haze.
All right. Another word for it would be a...
Well, it could be a mist.
Or
fog. That's what they want me to say.
A mist, if you had a mist, you'd say it's a misty day. If you had a fog, you'd say it's a
foggy day.
Okay. Now, suppose you didn't have any rain for, let's say, 6 weeks. What'd you say? You're having quite a...
We're having quite a dry spell. Might say drought.
Is there a difference?
I don't know if there's any difference in a drought and dry spell, no.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe use them interchangeably here. Find different places they do it different.
Yeah.
If you had a very calm morning, but you had a lot of wind in the afternoon, you'd say, looks like the wind is...
rising, I guess.
And if you had a lot of wind in the morning and none in the afternoon, you say it looks like the wind is...
I'd say calming down.
Okay. And sometimes in October you look out on the roof and on the grass, you see some white stuff. It's not snow, but you had a heavy...
frost.
And in fact, it was so cold that the lake...
froze.
Now, the room that... the room in there you call what?
I guess a parlor. Huh? Did I miss it?
No.
Is that what you always call that apartment? Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Incidentally, okay. If you have a furnace, you have to have a place for the smoke to go up. It goes up the
chimney.
Now, next, I'd like you to just.
Some of them might say flue.
that's
used too.
Yeah. You know, some great big tall chimneys up here. In Witt.
Yeah.
Looks like there used to be some kind of.
Yeah, furnace. A power plant. They had a power plant.
Did it burn down or something?
No, it just closed down.
I see.
Went to get in the power some other place, I guess.
Would you, okay.
Yeah, nice place there. Uh-huh. Expensive.